بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. الحمد لله. It is a very great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attend this majlis. I will be honest and say I had no intention of coming here for this majlis up until just a few days before arriving, when I spoke to my brother-in-law also, and just all of a sudden decided to come. I have no haqq of speaking in front of you. I have no ahliyat of this. And the Maulana who gave the Karguzari of France gave me the idea that I was also told by my ustaz that I should maybe give the Karguzari a little bit. So just personal anecdote that I graduated from here in 2009 and went back to work in New York, and I joined the madrasa where I started studying originally, Darulum, New York. And it just so happened that at the time there were majority of the Alam course teachers were graduates of Akadvo. So alhamdulillah, we went from one environment and set up our own environment, kind of copying this mahol and mizaj there. And it went on for a while, for a few years, and which lulled me into a false sense of security. Okay, bhai, deen ka kaam ho raha hai, it's happening. But we weren't aware of all the things happening around us outside of the madrasa. One of my friends, also a graduate from here, contacted me. He's a HIF teacher in an Islamic center there. And he works with MSAs at colleges. He goes and gives bayans and Jummah over there. So he's in touch with that type of life as well. He knows the PhD students and things. So he performs nikah. He's called to perform nikah as the people in the masajid and the weddings. So he recently joined another service which basically connects the people looking to perform nikah with people who can perform the nikah. It's run by someone. He says he was so shocked some of the requests he started receiving. He says, I know, I go to colleges, I meet with college students, I sit with college students, I spend time with them, and I'm getting requests like, do you do like LGBT type of thing? Can we have that behind us? Or can you do a nikah inside the synagogue? I'm marrying a Jewish woman. This person is outside of the madrasa environment. He is in touch with people going to colleges. He knows, and even he was shocked. So I told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in an environment while we were studying in the Char Diwari of the madrasa that protected us from so much filth outside. And those who are fortunate to go and start working in madaris also stay protected there. We have no idea how bad it is outside. I tell my classmates sometimes that the type of things that you guys discuss in the groups and the disagreements that you have, we wish we had those type of disagreements. Because over there, the people who are growing up, the people who are going to school, the public schools and the colleges, Right from the beginning, the get-go, it's always, bhai, accept everything, approve everything, don't criticize. Bhai, kya hai? It's man, woman, it's okay, chalta hai. From the young age, the children are being taught this. Parents don't know because parents are working two jobs. Both parents are working. The school is the only where their child can be taken care of for free. Public school is free. Private schools are expensive. Private daycare is expensive. And this mahol was created such, it's so subtle, right? They're giving you free college, they're giving you free education after high school, they're taking care of so many needs, so that you leave the upgrowth, the taking care of your child on them. And that system is just inculcating the type of things that even if we're not saying anything about it, but the iman on that is, so what? What's wrong with it? Even saying that is dangerous. It's taking the person out of the fold of iman. Completely haram. So, I graduated here, and like Mohan also said before, that the mahol of Azad world is very unique. I have not seen this anywhere else. And I have not seen this type of work going on anywhere else. And the last few years, there have been certain changes going on that have caused me to start thinking proactively about creating ta'alluq. I had passive ta'alluq with asatizah here, speaking to them, sometimes come and visit, ask them for du'as and stuff like that. But seeing what's happening outside, having my own daughter now, school age. These things have forced upon me the need to require, that I require to be connected with somebody. I have seen people that are doing the work of deen, and all of a sudden their entire mindset changes. What is right, what is wrong becomes right. Allah Ta'ala protects us all from all of that. And again, make dua for all of us. Make dua, work locally but think globally. Right? The purpose of Darghuzari is not to boast about what's going on. The purpose of Darghuzari is that we hear about what's going on outside, how it can be improved, and how it can go higher and higher. Right? We hear the Darghuzari of France. We hear that how the police are going to the masajid and actively trying to shut them down. Right? So we were talking about this yesterday, that some countries are very proactive and very abrupt in their need to shut down the work of deen. Other countries are very subtle. They won't say don't do it, but you know, do this, but okay, try to take care of this, try to take care of this. They try to get you to compromise on your deen. Try to get you to compromise your morals and your principles. So that eventually you will end up in a worse position than when someone tries to shut you down completely. At that, you can at least resist. But if you're over a years long and decades long effort, if someone is working slowly, slowly to compromise, and you have no external reference to go back to, then you will, it's very easy to lose. So it is very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq also to make my ta'alluq here, and to try to start these type of majalis and these type of efforts outside as well. Separate from the, like, the ta'aleem is taking place. MashaAllah, ta'aleem is being done. Bukhari is being taught, Tirmidhi is being taught. But that ta'aleem will not be beneficial unless there is connection. And the unfortunate reality is that tasawwuf and this ta'alluq is looked at as something of days gone, this old stuff, old-timey stuff. We don't need that type of stuff. We all have phones, we can contact anybody. It's okay. No, that's the matters of the spirit, the heart, cannot be replicated anywhere else. That's why Allah give us all tawfiq to become people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with, and to pass away and die, we go away from this world in a state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us.